Hello from the Global Times. I am Mulan. Welcome to the GT Podcast with Mulan, a one-stop shop for the Global Times take on top China and global news. In today's podcast, carrying valuable rocks and dust collected from the far side of the moon, the ascender of China's Chang'e 6 lunar probe officially embarked on its journey back to Earth.Moving toward the goal of returning precious rock and soil from this region to Earth for the first time in history. Prime Minister of Pakistan Mohammad Shahbaz Sharif published a signed article in the Global Times, saying that Pakistan and China have an ironclad friendship spanning 73 years, marked by shared sentiments of unparalleled strategic trust,camaraderie and unflinching solidarity. Our all-weather strategic cooperative partnership has grown into a sturdy tree with deep roots in the hearts of our two peoples. Chinese officials have repeatedly urged Brussels to avoid taking protectionist actions against Chinese electric vehicles, warning that such actions could lead trade frictions to spiral out of control,and stressing China's rights and capabilities to take countermeasures if the EU takes any action that harms Chinese interests. In an interview with the Global Times, Warwick Powell, former policy advisor to Kevin Rudd, said the greatest challenge to Indo-Pacific regional stability and peace is a U.S. desire to pursue a strategy aimed at either resurrecting or maintaining U.S. primacy. As China celebrates the Cultural and Natural Heritage Day on Saturday, Global Times reporters Xu Liuliu and Chen Xi talked with experts at a number of China's museums, relic sites and more to explore how advanced digitization has benefited the country's cultural relic preservation efforts and further development.Valuable rocks and dust collected from the far side of the moon, the ascender of China's Chang'e 6 lunar probe officially embarked on its journey back to Earth, moving toward the goal of returning precious rock and soil from this region to Earth for the first time in history. The Global Times learned from the China National Space Agency, or CNSA, on Tuesday that,after being powered by the 3,000 Newton engine for approximately 6 minutes, the ascender of Chang'e 6 lifted off from the lunar surface and entered its preset lunar orbit with success at 7:38 a.m. on Tuesday. The lunar probe, named after a moon goddess in Chinese mythology, and the sixth in the decades-long space program, completed its sample-collecting mission in the South Pole, Aitken Basin, on the far side of the moon, from Sunday to Monday, in an intelligent and rapid fashion, per the CNSA. The China-Pakistan Remarkable Bond is deeply rooted in history with a rich legacy of social, cultural, and economic linkages, dating back over 2,000 years. Its modern-day manifestation is a China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, or CPEC, a flagship project of the visionary joint building of the Belt and Road Initiative. The project has revived the ancient Silk Road,now connecting China and Pakistan through air, rail, and sea routes, spanning to Central Asia, Europe, and Africa. China and Pakistan are determined to take the upgraded version of the CPEC to new heights to advance regional connectivity, integration, and common prosperity, thus forging a new era of growth and development for nations in the region and beyond.The upgraded version of the CPEC promises an even brighter future. Both sides have jointly built a growth corridor, a livelihood-enhancing corridor, an innovation corridor, a green corridor, and an open corridor, which resonate with the people-centric development agenda of the Pakistani government. On Saturday, Chinese Commerce Minister Wang Wentao chaired a roundtable meeting of Chinese-founded enterprises in Barcelona, Spain. While commending Spain's rationality, pragmatism, and friendliness toward China, Wang also criticized the EU's recent move of citing various false claims, such as overcapacity and discriminatorily using various tools, such as trade remedies, to launch probes into a slew of Chinese products, including EVs, locomotives, and solar panels. This has led to the continuous rise in the risk of China-EU economic and trade frictions, Wang said, according to a statement from the Ministry of Commerce on Sunday. We hope to properly handle economic and trade frictions through dialogue and consultation, accommodate the legitimate concerns of both sides, and avoid an out-of-control escalation of trade frictions. The Chinese side has noticed that French, German, and European Union officials have repeatedly stated their intention to avoid a trade war and support a multilateral trading system based on rules and a fair competitive environment, Wang said. Regarding some Western countries attempting to maliciously portray China as a bully in the Asia-Pacific region, Warwick Powell told the Global Times, some Western perspectives underestimate the capacity of all the countries in the region. The fact is that these countries and their people have coexisted with China for centuries, and they better understand how to interact with their neighbors, both big and small, than the Americans, who have been involved in the region for only the past 200 years. Asian countries, through multipolar institutions like ASEAN, have demonstrated their ability to address regional issues effectively. These approaches work for the region because they respect the histories involved and draw on the lessons of those histories to find new solutions going forward. The U.S. could learn something from Asia. The U.S. can watch, observe, and take on board the lessons of centuries of pragmatic statecraft in Asia. The digital preservation of China's ancient grottoes has become a subject of global interest. As Chinese digital conservation teams utilize cutting-edge technologies to restore the original splendor of these ancient caves and their murals with high precision. This allows people from around the world to transcend time and space and experience the vast beauty of grotto culture, including the well-known Yungang Grottoes in North China's Shanxi Province and Dunhuang Mogao Caves in northwest China's Gansu Province. Sun Bo, a staff member from the Yungang Research Institute's Cultural Heritage Protection and Monitoring Center, told the Global Times that the current restoration and protection efforts at the Yungang Grottoes have evolved from technological conservation to digital conservation. The establishment of a digital laboratory at the Yungang Research Institute aims to collect data and use computers to select the materials and restoration methods that will cause the least damage to the grottoes. The restoration of the Yungang grottoes cannot be stopped, but minimizing harm during the process is an art in itself. The digital laboratory can assist staff in choosing optimal methods, highlighting another significant role in cultural heritage digitization, he said, adding that the ongoing digital information collection at the Yungang Grottoes will provide significant support for their long-term preservation. That's all for this edition of the GT Podcast with Mulan. Make sure you follow the Global Times on Twitter and Facebook to stay tuned. You can also check out our podcast, articles, and much more on our website at globaltimes.cn. Thank you for listening.